Manager's Log, Monday, May the 8th, 2017. This article from freepress.net. Net neutrality and the open internet was upheld again by the U.S. Court of Appeals for the D.C. Circuit. The majority opinion confirmed yet again that the FCC rightfully acted under its lawful authority when it placed the broadband ISPN under Title II again, designating them as common carriers that carry or transmit data to users. The court could not have been clearer on the question of whether the FCC has clear congressional authorization to issue the rule. Simply, the answer is yes. Net neutrality corporate opponents also failed to convince the court of the, in the majority words, counterintuitive notion that ISPs have a First Amendment right to block or throttle any web content they wish, even if they promise consumers unfettered access to open internet. Far from giving credence to any such First Amendment right to block other people's content, the court acknowledged a severe threat to free speech such ISP blocking or throttling would represent. The court ultimately recognized that blocking, throttling, and paid prioritization are incompatible with a promise to provide neutral, indiscriminate pathways to content of consumers' own choosing. The phone and cable companies that unsuccessfully sued the FCC may yet appeal the FCC's open internet order to the Supreme Court. However, the D.C. Circuit's strong decision may make that less likely. So we dodged another bullet here, but yet we always have to be on outlook as FCC Chairman Pea is charging ahead with plans to dismantle these protections and secede control of the internet to companies like AT&T, Comcast, and Verizon. So we'll keep you updated as much as we can and try to relay you further information about these proceeds. Thank you for listening.